signed one.
Friday. Sport.
Very good evening and welcome. In the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. As ever, we do start with the Dons. It's the final game of the season this Sunday lunchtime at home to Ross County. More about that a bit later. But first, let's look at the prospect of a new stadium, Dave.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Chairman Stuart Milne says the stadium will have a huge impact, not only on AFC, but also on City and Shire.
Big boost for the club, the players, Derek and his management team and all our fans. And hopefully for the whole of the city to see that there's something special could be delivered on this site. What this new site opens up is the opportunity we started with at Lauriston to get the stadium and the soccer academy side by side in the same site, and there's massive advantages for the club in being able to do that. I think the location we've come up with here is great in terms of serving our own fans. First and foremost, that's the most important thing. I think there's recognition that this next 5 years we've got to start to make things happen in this city, and we're going to be determined that the delivery of the new stadium and the training facilities is very much part of the city plans for that period.
Now, Tony Dock's also been having his say today, and the assistant manager told me that it's a major step forward that adds to a growing feel-good factor.
It's the one thing that, you know, we've been looking for at this club, and the announcement yesterday, it really does. It, for everybody connected with the club, particularly me as a coach, it's great. You know, it allows you to your best practice every day to make sure that you're doing that, and it's an announcement that really has buoyed the place. And there's a lot of positive things going on at the club, you know, as well as on the pitch. You know, with a successful campaign, a positive campaign, hopefully we can get to 74 points, which is just one off a record last year, you know. But that announcement certainly gives you a massive lift and a real, you're looking forward to the next season and beyond that with real optimism. Any player that comes along and they look at a club, they look at the, you know, the players they're going to be playing, the level of competition they're going to be playing, how realistic it will be to win trophies. But any player wants to come to a football club to better themselves, and it's our job to make sure they better themselves. And if you've got the facilities there to do that on a daily basis, they will. You know, so every player, in terms of bettering themselves, if they've got better facilities to do that, hopefully we will do that. And as a team, we'll develop and everything will be more successful on the pitch.
Well, that's the stadium. We'll chat about that a bit later. Let's turn our attention now, Dave, to the match on Sunday.
Yeah, and Tony is hailing the Red Army's backing this season.
I hope Sunday is a day that, you know, we can go out and thank the fans for their involvement in the kit. We've had a strong, successful campaign, and they're a massive part of that. And hopefully Sunday can be that we can say thanks to them, and they can show their appreciation to the players also. But it does give us another opportunity to put some of the young boys in. On merit, I've got to say, we've had a good campaign. Paul Sheeran's team, they finished in the top three in the 20s league, and Scott McKenna, we've seen last night, I thought it was a fantastic game, get man of the match. Joe Nuttall come on, get his first taste of it. We've got Danny Harvey, Frank Ross, Scott Wright, Aaron Lennox, Craig Story, all waiting to come in. So yeah, we'll look at that and hopefully that'll add a wee bit of enthusiasm and the crowd will be able to see them. But certainly if they do get in, whatever ones are selected, they'll be on merit.
And Ross County, always tough customers, isn't it?
Absolutely. Three times this year, I think we beat them twice. But I'd like to put on record, first of all, to say congratulations to Jim McIntyre and Billy Dodds, two good friends of ours. And on behalf of me and Derek, just like to say congratulations. It's a totally deserved award, Jimmy. He's had a fantastic season. You know, he took over a club there that were staring at relegation, and he's developed them into a top six team and winning a national trophy. I think they totally merit that award, and well done to them. So we know it'll be Ross County coming down, and it'll be another tough game. We'll need to be our best, but hopefully if we get that, you know, they get the crowd behind us, as I say, we're thanking the crowd on Sunday, and hopefully they can show appreciation for us. Hopefully if we get that and we put in a performance, we'll take all 3 points and to amass 74 points in a league campaign, I think, strong.
Also today, I've been chatting with Niall McGinn. Now, he says that it's important to round off the campaign by getting a victory.
I think when you look back on the season, you want to sort of finish strong. To have that last home game where you win and you have that 3 points, you want to go away feeling good about things. And we'll definitely be wanting to do that. We'll definitely be wanting to finish Sunday on a high. And yeah, I look forward to Sunday now. We just want to finish the season on a high, and then we can go and enjoy our break as much as we can and just get back into the European run again. And hopefully that can, we can go one step further than last year.
what can you expect from County? They never make it easy, do they?
No, they never do. Obviously, always up in Ross County, we always find it hard and we always struggle, but at home we usually do quite well. But our home form's been great this season. I think we've lost two games all season, so now we've been great at home and we've been easy on the eye, which is good, and we've always created chances. So now Sunday we'll be more than ready. We'll dust ourselves down now and we'll get ready for Sunday, and just look forward to obviously getting the 3 points on Sunday and just finishing on a high.
Yeah, it'd be nice to end the campaign with 3 points and send the fans away over the sort of summer mini break with something to smile about.
Yeah, so I think that's the bottom line. You want the fans to be happy, you want the fans coming here and watching good football, and for us to go out on Sunday and get 3 points and send them away happy is obviously the bottom line. And it's even good for the players away to go away on a high after 3 points, after a good strong performance, and it leaves things easier when you're coming back and you're getting back in the swing of things that you've finished the season on a high.
Good evening, you're in North Sound One's Friday Sport, the last one of the season. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, Andrew Shiney and Dave Galloway. We'll come to the football in just a minute, Andrew, but it's been a busy old week off the park. Launch of a new kit, signing of a new striker, and also the announcement on the stadium and training facilities, which seems to have been pretty well received.
It does, and I'm not surprised it's been well received. It's the ideal place, I think, for a new stadium in terms of transport links. You've got the Western Peripheral Route only a stone's throw away, so you get easy access from north and from south. And, you know, there's a decent bus service, I'm quite sure, over the intervening 4 years or however long it takes for the stadium to be built, plans will be put in place for how to best transport fans from the city centre out to the stadium and back again without disrupting traffic too much. And, you know, the great thing is that if it does get the go-ahead, you've got a blank canvas that you can work with, not just in terms of the stadium, but also in terms of the training facilities. And speaking to Adam Rooney on Red TV last night, he was just saying, you know, how important it is that you've got your own training ground, that if players want to stay behind after the formal training session is finished, they can do to hone their skills. At the moment, they can't do that because more often than not, there's somebody else waiting to take over the training facility from you, and that's not ideal. So everything's good about it, and the new stadium, as I say, you can design it exactly the way you want it to be, not having the opposition fans seeing straight down the tunnel to see their favourites coming out before the home fans get the opportunity to see them, having good media facilities there, having good concourse facilities, etc., for food outlets, potentially having bars in there. You know, it's very exciting times ahead, and let's just pray that this time it does get the green light. And, you know, what a boon it will be for everyone involved, not just with the city, but as the chairman said, in the city and shire as well.
Cove was a bit of there was a bit mixed reaction, but it does appear, Dave, that this time the vast majority of the support and indeed other organisations are behind the
indeed,
club.
Indeed, Dave, and as Andrew correctly points out, you know, it seems to tick all the boxes. You couldn't have picked a better location outside of perhaps Pittodrie itself, but of course we know that is wholly unrealistic, it's impossible. But I think this is a great site, and like every Aberdeen fan, I'm fervently hoping that it will be third time lucky for a new home for Aberdeen.
Okay, well, we'll have to mention last night's game, I'm afraid, Dave. It was a real snooze fest most of the time. I think lit up by one Niall McGinn solo move in the first half, which deserved more than it got, but it wasn't a great game, and Hearts not a pretty team to watch.
No, but they did what they had to do. They came to do a job on us. That's three times they've beaten us this season. The match, for me, bar one or two flashes of brilliance from the likes of Niall and Johnny, it was a typical flat end of season fair, and I think both teams looked a little bit tired. I think a draw would have been probably a fairer result, if not a narrow Aberdeen victory. But you know, let's not get too down about it. It still has been a good season.
Absolutely, and the pluses from last night, Andrew. I think the main one, the Scott McKenna's first start for the Dons, and Joe Nuttall getting his first appearance in a competitive match for Aberdeen.
Yeah, Big Joe didn't really have much opportunity to shine, but Scott McKenna certainly did, and well worthy of his Man of the Match awards. I thought he was very impressive, and you know, put in an excellent shift, and it's a very good sign for the future that you know, you've got a big lad like that who can step in with, you know, he hasn't had a lot of game time this season for the 20s, because if you remember, he missed a big chunk of the season with injury and illness. So it was great to see Big Scotty out there doing his stuff. But I have to say, if that's the way Hearts want to play football, they're going to drive people away from the game, because it was zero football. It wasn't total football, it was zero football. It was just get the ball, lump it, press it, hope for a mistake. It was awful stuff to watch, and it's a bit sad because they've got experience, they've got good talented players there, but if they're going to play that way, they're going to drive talented players away, never mind fans. But as Dave said, they came with a plan, and fortunately, because of Adam Collins' mistake, they managed to get the victory. But oh dear, it was awful, awful stuff to watch.
Yeah, it's Ross County up on Sunday, final game of the season, as Tony Dock said, a chance to thank the fans, and hopefully the fans to thank the players. We've heard from the Aberdeen camp. Let's hear from Ross County assistant Billy Dodds.
They'll be disappointed. I know Derek wanted to finish the season by getting his highest ever points tally, so it'll be disappointing for them. They'll be looking for a reaction as well to play at home and go out with a bang, but we're also looking for a reaction from our result as well, to make sure we finish the season strongly. It's been close games all season, 3-2 here and 2-0 here, and they beat us 3-1 away after us being 1-0 up. So it's been close games, and it's been good games, and I expect no different this Sunday.
Yeah, a good game, and again, Ross County, they always make it difficult.
They do, but they're a decent footballing side, and you know, they've got some good players, and Liam Boyce back scoring in midweek as a substitute. That's him taking his tally to 19 again in an injury hit season. He's done well. Alex Schulk's done well. Paul Quinn obviously is going to be coming back to Pittodrie for the first time since he left. David Goodwillie obviously can't play for them because he's still an Aberdeen player. But yeah, looking forward to what I hope will be an entertaining game. But I know that County will come and try and play football the right way.
Yes, certainly won't be another repeat of last night. But Hearts, of course, will say, well, we got the 3 points, so it was job done. But,
yeah, well,
at what cost
said,
to football?
I've said my piece.
Yeah. Dave, when it comes to choosing the starting lineup for the final game of the season with nothing at stake, it's not an easy one.
No, it's not. I mean, the question is, do you put in loads of youngsters, and it doesn't really matter how the result goes, as long as the youngsters get some valuable game time moving forward with one eye on next season? Or do you put in a more experienced lineup with the aim of ending the season on a high and, you know, getting 3 points? I've tried to get a balance between the two. I've got Lennox in goals. Let's give him a shot. At the back, Logan Taylor, McKenna, who was terrific last night, and Shinny, Jack and Robson, the sitters, McGinn, McLean and Hayes, with Nuttall leading the line. Let's chuck him in from the start.
Andrew?
Well, I agree with Aaron Lennox in goals. I've gone Logan Taylor, McKenna and Danny Harvey across the back. I don't think Graham Shinney will play because he's sitting on 5 bookings, and if he gets another booking, that would be him suspended at the start of next season, and Ash Taylor's already suspended at the start of next season, and the gaffer won't
win anymore.
It would
be Graham's first miss of the season as well.
It would be, but you know, he's played 45 games, and I just think that, you know, he looked a little bit jaded last night. Maybe needs a rest. I've put Jack and Story and Robson in midfield, and Scott Wright, Kenny McLean and Joe Nuttall up top.
Okay, we'll stick with you for the one to watch.
I'm going to go for Scott Wright, not just because Adam Rooney was banging on about him yesterday, but I've seen him play quite a bit for the 20s, and you know, he's got great feet, Scott Wright. He's got a great attitude as well. He's not the biggest, but he's not scared to mix it, and you know, if he does get on and play to his potential, that will really light up Pittodrie.
Your one to watch, Dave?
For me, Dave, Scott McKenna, really impressive last night, man of the match. I love the way he played the game last night. He just kept it nice and simple. He didn't try to do anything fancy, Dan. Kept it nice and simple and straightforward. I take him to keep up the good work on Sunday.
And we'll stay with you for a scoreline.
Scoreline for me, I'll go for 3-0 Aberdeen.
Andrew?
I think County are capable of scoring, so I'll go 3-1.
I'll go 4-1 just because nobody else will. Right, we'll go interactive and take a look at the rest of the weekend games after these. Here on North Sound 1's Friday Sport, and time to go interactive with Aberdeen Mad. Dave, start with the topic. Which talented youngsters would you like to see Derek McInnes play in the last game of the season against Ross County on Sunday?
Well, AFC 14 tells us that McLennan, Wright, Story, does that count? And McKenna, four is perhaps too many, but I'd like to see all of them involved at the very least. This from Aberdeen Arnold. Simple, as many as possible. Send most of the first team on holiday. It's all about next season now. Next up, Sheep Crookie, Wright and Nuttall. Let some of the team who have played all season get an extra couple of days off. Nothing to lose and plenty to gain. I'd like McKenna to play alongside Taylor. I'd like Wright to play wide and McGinn at striker, says Red Star Torfins. And Doha Don, there's every possibility that he will play more youngsters in place of some of the first team squad that are going, which he has yet to announce. Story is a must for me. The second half subs for McKenna and Wright. McLennan to get the last 30 minutes.
And to the poll, will the Dons end the season on a winning note against Ross County this Sunday?
Pretty decisive this one, yes. 77.8%, no. 22.2.
Dons against Ross County, Pittodrie, 12:30 p.m. on Sunday. And of course, a reminder that with the Baker Hughes at 9:30, it's going to be a bit busy round about the beach area, and you will only get into Pittodrie car parks with a valid car park pass and no on-street parking anywhere. So the message is there's extra park and ride buses on. Leave your car miles away and take a good healthy walk, because otherwise you could be struggling. But of course, before all that, there's a fair bit of football, starting with tonight's playoff at a sellout Falkirk Stadium. The game between the Bairns and Hibs poised at 2-2 after the first leg. How's that one going to go, Andrew?
I think it could go all the way to extra time and penalties. You know, there doesn't appear to be anything at all between these two sides, and it's who holds their nerve.
Right. Dave, how do you think?
I think it'll be an absolute cracker. I mean, the first leg went one way, then the other, didn't it? It seemed to be going Falkirk's way. Hibs seemed to be well in control. They gave away a daft goal. It ended 2-2. I think Hibs might just get there, but it might, as Andrew said, go all the way to spot kicks.
Okay, 3 o'clock starts tomorrow. It's the Premiership bottom six, Inverness against Dundee, Dave.
Dundee to win that one. I think they might just sneak it by one goal. 1-0.
Kilmarnock, they're at home to already relegated, and well, where do you start with their troubles, Dundee United?
I think Kilmarnock could add to their troubles. Not that it makes a blind bit of difference to either of them. Killie know they're in the playoffs, United know they're down. It'll probably be quite an entertaining game and finish 2-2, something like that.
Partick against Hamilton.
Hamilton, Partick, with both of them, you never know what you're going to get. I think this could be a 1-1.
And on Sunday, Celtic take on Motherwell, Andrew.
This could be a, you know, Motherwell go there definitely trying to be the, you know, the party poopers, because we know that Celtic will be presented with a trophy. And we've seen the good and the bad of Celtic over the last couple of games. They don't have Lee Griffiths, of course, he's suspended. So who's going to score goals for them? Because at the other end, they're all capable of letting in something, particularly if Big Effie's there. You know, he goes and blooters his own goalkeepers to create chances for opposition now. So it wouldn't surprise me if Motherwell got another win at Celtic Park.
And Hearts against St Johnston, Dave.
Well, I hope St Johnston, who are a much better footballing side than Hearts, I hope they win against the so-called hammer throwers. That's what they call the Jambos. I think it'll be a decent match, and I think St Johnston will win 2-0.
Okay, it was a disappointing weekend last week for Cove, losing out, and since managing to secure the Highland League title, it's been a bit disappointing for them, hasn't it? A bit flat.
It all sort of fell, sadly, to bits, but it doesn't alter the fact that they've had a great season in the league, and we'll give them every congratulation. And also, we congratulate Fraserburgh on winning the Aberdeenshire Shield last weekend. And of course, Edinburgh City, who knocked Cove out of the Pyramid playoffs, they're still very much in with the chance of getting into senior football when they meet East Stirling, with the side having drawn 1-1 last week.
Yep, in the McBookie.com Super League, Bank City can be crowned Super League champions tomorrow if they win at home to Devon side. Elsewhere, Bridge of Don Thistle, who need points against Inverness City, Dufftown at home to FC Stonewood, Elling United against Cooter, Hermes Dice and Stonehaven against Maud. First Division East, Aberdeen Uni against Colney Park, Parkvale against Cruden Bay. First Division West, Isle of Ale versus Forest Thistle, Spey Valley against Nairn St Ninian. Being the last show of before the summer break, we've got a wee few seconds left to look back on a very, very long season. Highlights, Dave?
I would say the two fantastic victories at Pittodrie against Celtic, both excellent performances.
And what about you, Andrew?
They were obviously the domestic highlights. I think I still have to go back to that fantastic evening in Rijeka when, you know, the Dons just totally turned the form book upside down, a seemingly impregnable fortress.
And a team that haven't lost at home since.
Indeed, and you know, that was a terrific performance, and you know, people did sort of wonder, were Rijeka that good? We saw it at Pittodrie, yes they are that good, but we turned them over, so that for me was probably the pinnacle of the season, even though it was so early.
It was, in fact, but it was almost about this time last year.
I know, well it was, I think it's 11 months to the day since we started.
Oh my goodness.
That's incredible.
Through to the end.
6 weeks next Thursday we get underway again. That's it from us. Have a wonderful summer from Andrew, from Dave and from myself. A very good evening and have a good summer. See you again soon. Bye-bye.